This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on punishing the clinic door strategy in Texas and Florida at the polls. There's a desperate and cynical political strategy at work in the efforts of Florida Governor Rick Scott and Texas Governor Rick Perry in their attempts to bar people from the clinic doors trying to enroll under the new Affordable Care Act on October 1st. This ricochet strategy will in fact ricochet on them, and I believe they know it. Scott issued an order in Florida barring navigators, the outreach and enrollment workers funded by HHS, to facilitate folks figuring out this brave new world and getting insurance from all county health clinics. Perry is lobbying his own insurance commission only days before enrollment opens to require navigators in his state that will have already completed HHS navigator certification to undergo another 40 hours of testing and retesting and further scrutiny before they can begin to enroll people. In both cases, HHS has pushed back. Secretary of HHS, Sebelius, barnstormed Florida cities to help beat the bushes there. In Texas, HHS scolded the governor for trying to get navigators to turn over the names of everyone they helped, as against the privacy regulations that bar them from keeping any personal identification information, or PII as they call it. What's this all really about? There will be online registration via www.healthcare.gov, regardless. There will be paper applications. Why are these guys and many of the other schoolhouse door opponents of healthcare coverage going so wild about stopping enrollment? I think the answer is straightforward. They know they are self-administering political poison. No politician likes to make permanent enemies of voters, especially when responsibility lies so undeniably at their own doorstep. They easily imagine the horror of people streaming into clinics and hospitals that the state is helping fund and find out that despite everything they've read and heard, they will not be covered with health insurance because the governor, with the help of docile state legislatures, refused to extend coverage. There's no way that the words, "Sorry, but the governor didn't extend coverage here," are not going to come out of thousands of mouths to millions of unhappy people. Enrollment is going to be huge. In Texas, for example, in a matter of a few days recently, one navigation program got more than 500,000 commitments to distribute literature not only through the Houston and Dallas school systems, but in several megachurches, and ironically, hundreds of thousands are being demanded by their state's own health services and prison systems. Many will get on Obamacare. We'll be excited about that and confused why their own governors are fighting them and their health. Others will be disappointed to find out they could have been covered by their own, but their own governor blocked them from the benefits. Both are going to vote with their feet, and whether in happiness or anger, are going to vote against the governor standing in front of the clinic and hospital doors to block them from going in. We've seen what happened to that same strategy in schoolhouses. We're about to see it happen again at hospitals. There's a reason why Perry is running away from the governor's chair in Texas. He, Scott, and others like them fear deeply the wrath of the voters they will reap from their harvest of hate about health care. And like winter, it's coming. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.